All right, good morning, guys. It's good to be back working after our bye week. We came back in relatively good shape. LaTroy was able to get back in the groove and practice a little bit with us. Percy wasn't able to go. We'll see where he is on Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll be able to see him do a little bit. I think our players were excited that we have this new turf. Most of you probably observed it's almost identical to what we have at the Dome, and appreciate our ownership, getting that done, coming out of bye. It's kind of refreshing for our players to come back and practice on the surface that they play on, so they were pretty excited about that, especially some of our veteran guys. So it's good to be back, and we look forward to getting started on Wednesday with our game plan and preparing for what's going to be a very, very tough opponent.
Did Brucey end up staying back here and getting treatment through the bye?
Yes, he did. He stayed here throughout the bye. Yeah.
Progress?
Some progress, and hopefully we'll be able to see enough to where he can do something on Wednesday, we're hoping.
Where was Jenkins today?
We did the same thing with him. His foot was bothering him some, so we held him out, and we'll see where he is on Wednesday. When he went home, his foot was bothering him. We did an MRI today, found out there's nothing structurally wrong. But he's pretty sore and tender, so we gave him this morning off, and we'll see how he feels on Wednesday.
Somebody thinks came out of the Detroit game, or?
I'd have to say so, Tom, because there were no complaints about his foot prior to that game. And it really wasn't until he got home and just moving around a little bit, just felt uncomfortable.
You mentioned last Monday that you were pretty optimistic Percy would be ready this week. Was there any setback or any disappointment in what you saw from him today?
No setback, just hasn't made enough progress, Tim, to put him out there yet. So we'll see how he does on Wednesday. I was hoping that he would have been ready to go and get a little work today, but that wasn't the case.
Are they still working through swelling?
Most of the swelling is gone. It's just sore and pretty tender right now. So we'll see how he feels when we come back on Wednesday.
Is there an advantage to starting practice on Monday for this week while your opponent still has a game tonight and will have a short week after?
Well, for us, the fact that it's coming off a bye week, it was important that we got back in and did some work before we come back on Wednesday to begin in earnest preparing for Chicago. So we wanted to take advantage of this extra day. That's one of the benefits of having a bye. So whether we were playing a team that was playing on Monday night or not, we probably would have done it the same way.
You guys seem like they were real eager to get back to work here.
It seems that way. I mean, they realized that their goals are right in front of them. They seem excited about getting back to work. I think to a man, they were really looking forward to getting back in this work environment.
Pretty successful at narrowing the focus week to week, but because this is sort of an extra day you're getting, you're coming off a bye, how do you convey to them the opportunity that's in front of them, four against the division, four on the road?
Right. We talked about that just a little bit, Brian, in our team meeting today. Just when we do come back on Wednesday, everything that has happened prior to the Chicago game, that we have to block that out. No what ifs, shoulda, wouldas, none of that. Just coming back and focusing on Chicago. We really have no choice. I mean, that to us is our biggest game of the season because it's our next game, so it makes it the most important game of the season. So we have to be able to, if we're going to mature as a team, be able to narrow it down and focus on just that one game. And if we can do that, we'll have a good week of practice.
Can you talk about what Chad Greenway brings, his development over the years, and now heading into this weekend, he was the league's leading tackler. He's just so consistent. What does he give you right now as you head into an important stretch?
Well, one of the things with Chad and watching him develop this season, he's been a good player for us now for a number of years and had his first Pro Bowl a season ago, but his leadership, he's really grown as a leader. Early on, when I tapped him as one of the guys to be on our leadership group, on our leadership council, I sensed some reluctance on his part early on a couple years ago. But he's grown so much in that area, and it's helped our football team. It's helped our locker room. It's helped what we do at practice. So that, to me, the evolution from a leadership standpoint is the one thing that sticks out. I knew he would continue to get better as a player, and he has. But to step up in the role that he has as a leader, is one of the reasons our team is off to a pretty good start.
What sort of value did you get out of the self-scout, and how many days did you spend here just going through everything?
We got a lot out of it. Sometimes being able to look back at yourself and just trying to determine, where you are and what you need to do to improve, is it can be humbling. and we saw a lot of things we need to improve on, some areas that we think if we do improve, then we'll be a much better football team down the stretch. And you know, we spent some hours and days in getting that done, and I think it'll benefit us if we can implement some of the things that we saw as a staff that we can impart to our players, and then it's a matter of our being able to go on the practice field and making the necessary improvements. But it was good. I mean, we saw a lot of the good things, but we also saw some things we need to improve on.
Anything major come out of that, or is it just sort of tweaking the play calling and the ebb and flow of that?
Well, you get a chance to see, Tim, how people are playing you as the season went on. You know, we went back and looked at the 10-game season that we've had, and we saw how people have evolved in the way they play us on offense, defense, and even special teams, and some of the adjustments that we need to make to counter some of the things that they're doing. And that was probably the most beneficial part of it, just to see how people are beginning to hone in on certain things that we do and how we need to adjust going forward.
Did it surprise you how much they're packing in the box against Peterson despite the success that he's had the past four games?
Not a complete surprise. What we got from that is there's some things, and we begun to move in that direction in the Detroit game, some things we need to do to offset some of what people have been doing to us of late to defend Adrian. And we've got to continue to evolve with some of the things we're doing schematically.
To what degree, if any, does it complicate your defensive game planning this week, the fact that you don't know necessarily who's going to start a quarterback for the Bears, and you haven't even seen them put together a game plan for Campbell until tonight?
You know, it definitely makes a difference, you know, for a lot of reasons, Tom. And, you know, you're trying to look at the tape that you have on that particular team, but the quarterback position is so, so important. It changes, you know, sometimes the play caller's mindset as to how they run their offense. So, you know, we'll get a feel tonight for Jason Campbell and how the Bears would construct a game plan for him versus when Jay Cutler's in there. But how that helps us going forward, it's hard to say because we won't know probably for a while, you know, who's going to be the starter, I would imagine.
What do you think the week off did for Adrian?
Give him a chance to rest and just reflect a little bit, but I think the rest is probably the most important thing for him, just to be able to take a break from all the things that he's done this first 10 weeks, some of the hits, some of the carries, and now to come back refreshed and ready to go for this next ball game. Pretty close. It still bothers him a little bit. I could see a little bit even today in our practice. It's still a little sore in some areas, but not to the point, obviously, where it keeps him from achieving what he has to get achieved. But it's still there. Yeah.
Probably still give him time off during the week like you have in past weeks? Or?
Well, we'll see how he does when we come back on Wednesday. The fact that he's had a full week to rest probably helps him some, but we'll have to, you know, keep an eye on how he's progressing during the week in practice.
As you look to kind of end the divisional losing streak on the road, but also outdoors, I'm saying, I know you won in Detroit. How important is field position for you guys just dealing with the Chicago Bears?
Man, every time we play Chicago, Tim, that is always an issue. We struggle with field position there. I can remember some times where I just felt like we were on short fields all day long on a couple of different occasions. Just drives you crazy. And it'll be something we'll talk about. You know, we struggle with field position there. It's funny you bring that up, but that'll be a major part of whether or not we're successful or not. If we can do a better job in that regard. We have not done a very good job in years past.
It's a big week for Cluey down there, too. He hasn't had a whole lot of success in that building.
Yeah, we need him to have a big week. I mean, that returner they have, he's pretty special, so we'll need to play well on special teams for sure.
All right.
Thank you, guys.